Mishnechnas Adar, Marvin Besimcha, thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Hope everyone had a wonderful Purim. For those calling in from Eretz Yisrael, here in Yerushalayim, one of the other cities that were walled in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, when Bnei Yisrael entered the land of Israel. Then I wish you a happy Purim today for those who are celebrating. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 15th day of the month of Adar Sheni. Of course, today is Shushan Purim. Please continue to daven for a six-year-old girl here in Boca. I think today she was airlifted to another hospital here in Florida, I think in Gainesville. Chaya Yal Shoshana Bas Chana Friedel, please continue to daven for her. Again, her name is Chaya Yal Shoshana Bas Chana Friedel, as well as I shared a good friend, someone I grew up with, who had surgery last week on Thursday. The surgery, thank God, went well, and now they are awaiting the results. So please continue to have Yitzchak Aaron ben Malka Chana, again, Yitzchak Aaron ben Malka Chana, in mind as well. And additionally, I want to thank our sponsorship for today's program. I'd like to thank Ilana Menachem Betzner, who sponsored today's program, for Refua Shalema, for Tinok ben Nechama Devora Bas Miriam Esther. The name is listed in today's email. Again, Tinok ben Nechama Devora Bas Miriam Esther. May he and all, may she and all of those in need of a Refua Shalema have a quick and easy, painless recovery, and all of our tefillos be answered, the tova for good. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce our reigning champion, Rabbi Ira Evan of Congregation Ohav Shalom Merrick, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk. I feel like I've known Rabbi Evan for so many years. However, it was only a few weeks ago that we finally met in person in the parking lot of Boca Raton Synagogue and had a quick hug. And it was such a pleasure to spend even just a moment together. And as always, I am very, very appreciative to him for always making himself available no matter what to be on the call, especially when we have a last-minute cancellation. So really, Rabbi Evan, I can't tell you how much it means to me and to all of us on the call. And you're not just a backup. Your Divrei Torahs are some of my absolute favorites, and so I really am very, very much appreciative, and knowing that I always have that ability to turn to you at the last moment. Rabbi Evan will share Divrei Chizuk, followed by the recitation of our five parakim of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Gimel, Kuf Chafalos, Kuf Lamin, and Kuf Membeis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 30, and 142. It will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shavuim. And Rabbi Eben will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. One last thing before bringing Rabbi Eben on the call. If you have yet to, or even if you have, please continue to be in touch locally with your state and federal officials, to reach out to the White House, to continue to advocate for the needs of Israel. We are in very trying and difficult times, and it's really so vital. It's so important. The OU has been sending out emails. It's so straightforward. Just click of a button to have an automated message sent. Know that others on other sides are advocating very, very much, and we need to keep our foot on the gas pedal as well. To receive a daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Evan.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. I'm glad we had this little Purim miracle that we were able to reach each other, and have the opportunity to continue with my record and share some Divrei Chizuk on one of my favorite things to do at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I want to wish you and your family a happy Shushan Purim. If I'm not mistaken, as I said, I was just there a few weeks ago. I believe that Boca Raton, Florida is one of the few walled cities that were around from the time of Yerushua Ben Nun, also Brooklyn, New York, and Lakewood, New Jersey. So we all have a little bit of Shushan Purim to celebrate. I'm just not really sure what it is we're celebrating. So this morning I celebrated Shushan Purim the same way that my ancestors have celebrated for generations and generations, by not saying Tachanun. And I have to say that today being a Monday with that long Tachanun, it really, for everybody there, all the 10 angry men that were there, it was a true, real celebration. If you think about how strange this holiday is, this holiday of Shushan Purim, I mean, I already had issues digesting Yom Tov Sheni, let alone the 7-hour time difference, which my kids now are telling me it's 6 hours, but soon will be 7. It's very, very overwhelming for me. I like things very linear. And the truth is, the holiday of Shushan Purim, the holiday of Purim, is like no other holiday, whether biblical or rabbinic, because where else would you have two separate days observed from one place to the next? Additionally, this is a holiday that celebrates unity, right? It's all about unity. Mishloach Manot Ish L'Re'eo, gifts to the poor, the entire Jewish people being saved from national extermination. This is the Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad holiday that binds us all together. And when we kimbu the kiblu, we accept the Torah as united front. So having two separate days of celebration is really completely counterintuitive to the holiday of Purim, particularly in Israel. Excuse me. Apologize. Particularly in Israel, where you have a stone, where you're a stone throw away from one family who will be celebrating on Sunday and the other family who celebrated today. And then there's a third question. And the third question tells us, as Rabbi Herman pointed out, that this holiday is observed specifically for those who have been connected or had a walled city all the way from ancient times. Megillah tells us near the closing of the book that Mordechai declared celebrations on the day of the 14th and the day of the 15th. The Talmud says that while most people celebrated on the 14th, however, since the battle of Shushan was incomplete until the 15th, they waited to celebrate one day later on that 15th. So then the Gemara says that the rabbis declared that those cities that were walled from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, when the nation originally captured the land of Israel, that they would celebrate one day later on the 15th. They would celebrate Purim. And that is the source for Shushan Purim. Now, and that's why I didn't say Tachan this morning, which is wonderful. But the obvious question is, what on earth does Yehoshua ben Nun have to do with the story of Purim? I mean, the story of Yehoshua ben Nun, the battle of the conquering of the land, took place maybe 1,000 years earlier than the actual story of Purim. Now, the Talmud Yerushalmi offers an answer. It says that the rabbis declared this Shushan Purim as a tribute to the land of Israel, because Shushan HaBirah, Shushan the capital, is not the real capital, but the real capital, the real Jewish capital, that was standing some miles away, it stood at the same time, and it's there to remind us, or as an honor, to remember Jerusalem. But that doesn't really answer our question about Joshua. So a little more research then tells us that the Ramban, Nachmanides, offers a further explanation. He says it would have been a national embarrassment if the rabbis would have declared the celebration of Shushan Purim in all walled cities at the time, meaning to commemorate Jerusalem, we will celebrate a holiday of all walled cities, whoever was walled at the time. But anybody who read the book of Nehemiah, which there aren't that many people, but you really should, it's a good story. The reality is that this wasn't exactly the case. Things were very, very haphazard during that period of time. Rabbis believe that the story of Nehemiah took place right at the story of the book of Esther, which might not have been exactly accurate, but at least that's how they understood it. And that this was the time right after where the Jews of Israel had returned to the Jews of Persia, or 42,000 of them, a small fraction, returned to Israel to build a temple with the permission of Cyrus, the king of Persia. And at that period of time, as Nehemiah describes, they were struggling to build a wall to protect the city. As Nehemiah himself says in the chapter 2 of his book, he says to the king of Persia, "And I said to the king, may the king live forever, why should my countenance not be sad when the city, the place of my forefather's grave, is laid to west
laid waste, and its gates are consumed by fire. The city and the gates are consumed, are laid to waste. There is no wall that's protecting my capital. How else can I not be sad? And Nehemiah goes to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. It took them 20 years to build the Beit HaMikdash, as well as the wall to protect that city. And perhaps, and this is not my own idea, but perhaps Shushan Purim was there to serve the Jews of the diaspora as a reminder that the celebrations are not complete as long as Jerusalem is incomplete. The Talmud says that when Mashiach comes, all the holidays will no longer be celebrated except for one, except for Purim. Now that is a very strange quote from the Talmud. I don't really understand what that means. I tell my wife before 4 weeks before Pesach, if you pray hard enough, we won't celebrate Pesach. You don't have to clean. You don't have to cook. It sounds great. I'm not sure that's exactly what they meant. Whatever they meant, I always wondered, which day of Purim will we end up celebrating? Will we end up celebrating the 14th day or the 15th day? And I think the rabbis are telling us that actually the holiday that we're celebrating on Purim is actually an incomplete celebration until Mashiach comes. Right now, today, whether you're in a walled city or an unwalled city, the holiday is still incomplete. Someday soon, when Jerusalem will be complete, when the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, when there will be peace declared both in the land of Israel and also, as is described in Messianic times in the book of Yeshayahu, when peace is declared throughout the world, lo yisagai el gai el cherev, and nobody, no nation will lift up a sword against another. When the completion of the redemption of Reshit Tzmichat Gulatenu, when that completion of the redemption that we are witnessing today will finally have flowered and bloom, it is only then that we will have a true Purim Sameach. And may Hashem bring it soon in our days. Ken Yehi Raton. So now I will recite the Parak of Tehillim. I want to thank Rabbi Herman for sending me all of the links in a very convenient manner, and the OU for taking 4 years to put that together. We'll start with Parak Chaf. L'Masech Mizmor LaDavid. Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzera, Yisagaf Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ercha Mikodesh L'Tzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Mechotecha V'Olas V'Yidash Nesela, Yitein L'Chalko L'Lecha L'Chol Atzatcha Yimalei, Yimanina B'Shulatecha, U'Shem Eloheinu Nido, Yimalei Anonai Kol Mishalatecha, Ata Yadati Ki Oshia Adonai Mishicho, Nenu Mishnei Kucho, Begurat Yishav Yino, Eilu Berechav, Be'eilu Basusim, V'Anachim Yishem Adonai Elhinu Nazkir, Hema Korov and Afalo, V'Anachim Kamdom Mithadod, Adonai Oshia, Amel Chenenu, V'yom Kareinu. Chaf Gimel. Nizmar L'David, Adonai Roi Lo Akhtar, Dino Zeshe Yabitzeni, Amei Menucho Jinalini, Nafshi Yishovi V'Anchenu V'Magay Tzedek L'Man Shemo, Danki Eilech Begit Amavet Lo Irara, Kiata Imadi. Shiftecha Umishantecha, Himay Yenachamuni. Parach Lofan Eshucha Neged Torah. Shanta Bashem El Roshi Kosi Revaya. Achto Bechester Yudafuni Kol Yimei Chayai. Shafi Veit Adonai Li Orach Yomen. Chof Kof Alef. Shalom Alot. Sayinai El Arim Miayin Yevo Ezri. Ezri Miyim Adonai Oseh Shamayim Ba'aretz. Ayitem Amot Raglecha. Ayonum Shemrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai stucha yad yiminecha. Yom ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yireach v'layla. Adonai shmorcha mikorah, yishmorech nafshecha. Adonai shmorech yitcha v'vuecha. Yata v'yad olam. Kuflamid. Shera malat. Mimamakim karaticha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli, tiena aznecha kashuot v'kol tachlunai. Im avo no tishmariya Adonai mi'amod. Kimcha aslicha l'manti barei. Kiviti Adonai Kipen Hashem V'Levrachoti. Nafshil Adonai Misham Raboker, Shomer Raboker. Echel Yisrael Adonai Kim Adonai Chesed Rabbeim Mofedut. V'Yifteh Et Yisrael. Mikol Avonotav. Tuf Nem Bet. Maskil David B'Yotel B'Marach Vila. Koli El Adonai Azak Koli El Adonai Echanan. Eshkot Pofanam Tzichi Tzareti Lepanav Agid. Etzachif Alay Ruchi V'Etzay Data Nesivati B'Aratu Alech Tamdu Fakli. Betjamin Rav Ainli Makir Avad Manos Mermani in Duration of She. Zaki Alecha Adonai Amarte Tamachti Shelfi Beret Achayim. Akshiva Rinati, Kedot Mod, Akhilina Red Faikir and Tumani. Otiya Maskir Nashi Lodot Echenacha. The Echtiris Adikim, Ki Tigmal Aloy. Achinu, kol Beit Yisrael. Anatinu matar uvishida umde bein bayam uvein bayam asha. Amakum yirachim aleim. Yotzei matala ravacha fela or vashiva dagula. Asha bagoz makariv ben omar amen. Yishaber achavotinu. Amritz v'yakov v'yivrechet chayelei tzava hagana l'Yisrael. Yisrael kolchot habitachon umdim al mishmaratinu v'arei Eloheinu. V'gvul avanom v'yadim v'arasayim. V'niyam agadol alavo ravava v'chol makom shehim. V'yabasha v'avir v'yam. Itenu na itavino kamim aleinu nikafim leim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yishmor v'yatzil eschayelinu. V'voltar v'tzikol kom negal machla. Yishlach bracha v'aslacha b'chol ma'aseh leim. Yad v'yisroninu tachem v'yatrim v'kez shishua v'tzor tzadchom. וגם הכתוב כי נראה לכם הולכים לכם להילחם לכם, אם אוהביכם לשיעתכם ונאמר אמן. ישברך אבותינו אברהם מצווה יעקב, יוסף משה אהרן דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וישמור וימסור את נעדרי צבא הגנה לישראל ושרויו, ואת כל אחינו הנתונו בצער ובשביה, בעבור של כל הקהל הקדוש הזה המתפלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, יוסי מחושך מצלמם ומסורתיהם יתק ממצוקת. ומצוקותיהם ויושיעם וישב מהר לחיק משפטיהם. יודו על ה' חסדו ונפלאות והעוצב בני אדם. וכקים בהם בקרא שכתוב, ופתיעי ה' יושבון עבור ציון ורינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה ישנו, ונסו יגון והנחה, ונאמר אמן. ופינלי למשברך פרחולים. משברך אבותינו, אמרץ ויעקב, משה ענדו ושלמה, הוא יברך ברפי את החולים ואת החולות. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, אחרון אבותם ותיקם ויפחותם, וישלח להם מהר רפואה שלמה לשמיים, ורחמים ותגידם בתוך שאר כל ישראל, פרוט הנפש ופרוט הגוף, חסדו בגלות מהקרב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Eben. Looking forward to having you back on the program, Please God, Amir Hashem, very possibly even before you realize. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.